92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Happy Friday to you. As we do on every Friday, we got your weekend movie preview coming up here at 4:50 and a couple of good movies out in the theater. I was hoping to watch one of them last night. I wasn't able to watch either, but I'm excited about both of these. Both of these two look like they're pretty good. And then, of course, we got some of your top stories in the news. Let's get started with Alex Murdaugh. Yesterday during the show, they had the verdict that he was guilty. We said that the jury deliberated for less than 3 hours. Actually, now we heard today is 45 minutes. 45 minutes, they're like, that dude guilty. And then they just, it's like they walked into the deliberation room like, so is he guilty? But like, yeah, he's guilty. And then they spent the next 40 minutes talking about how guilty he was. Like, it wasn't even a question of, like, is the guy guilty? I don't know. You know, there was this evidence that was brought forward, and there was that evidence that was brought. No, it was like, he's guilty. How guilty was he? He was super guilty. No, I think he was super, super guilty. Like, that's what it went down to. It wasn't about, you know, I don't know. So, with that, today, he got life imprisonment. His lawyers have already said they're going to appeal it. So, they'll be doing that deal. But, yeah, guilty, Alex Murdaugh. Now I heard somebody else pronounce the last name Murdaugh. Is it Murdaugh or Murdaugh? Let's go to the Netflix special pro over here to John Pickens in the newsroom. John Pickens has been obsessed with this story.
It's Murdaugh.
It is Murdaugh.
Yes.
Okay. Because I see with the GH at the end, and I've heard it pronounced that way, but I've been hearing other news people call him Murdaugh.
And, well, people have been calling him Alec and not Alex.
Oh, yeah, it's Alec, right? It has an X.
Yes,
on
it. It has an X, but a lot of people that live there called him Alec.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do you think it's their southern accents or they're just...
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it's just, you know, they just don't want to finish the X out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's some part where I grew up in Tennessee, you just don't, you don't finish your words, you don't finish your sentences.
Nah.
My mom used to be like, oh, my gosh, because my mom's from Jersey originally.
Oh, boy.
And so she just did not like the southern accent. And when, you know, I was like, well, you're the one raising a kid here. It's not my fault, you know. But she's like, I didn't raise you to speak this way. Open your mouth when you speak. I just, yeah. Where I grew up in Tennessee, it's lazy talking. You're just like, you just mumble your words through everything. So I'm sure it was Alec. You're like, Alec, ugh, so hard to say.
Yes.
It's going to stop with the
extra syllables.
It's just too much.
Is it a coincidence that his last name, I always think it's like murder. Like, it sounds like murder.
Yeah.
So dun, maybe dun, that's dun. What they.
Alex Murdaugh, the murderer.
Went in
the
there
plot
and they
thickens.
Were like, well, his name is murder.
So. Yeah.
He's guilty.
Yeah, that was the deliberation. Yeah. That was the height of the deliberation. So is he guilty? His last name's murderer. So, yeah. Duh. They're like, actually, his last name's Murdaugh. And then somebody's like, no, it's Murdaugh. And then they got in this big argument for 35 minutes. When it was all said and done, they were like, okay, so where do we land on this anyway? And they're like, he's murderer, remember? His last name is murderer. Like, he's not. We just deal with that for 35 minutes. And so they deliberated about that for 5 minutes. And at the end of that 5 minutes, and they finally were like, but we all agree that he killed the people, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, no.
Wow.
That's not even my question. I think that's what it went down. So, all right, Alex Murdaugh. Has got life in prison. There you go. That was that update. Some of the other stories. It's Friday, okay? It's been a long week. And it rained today. Now the sun's out. I'm super confused. The AC's at 45 degrees here in the studio. I don't know what to do. All right. Anyway, daylight savings bill is back on the table for the Senate. Daylight savings comes out next weekend where we spring forward. Spring. And I'm one of those just like, just keep daylight savings year round, please. I just don't like it when it's dark at night, earlier at night. When it's 5 o'clock, we get off the air, 6 o'clock, seven, it doesn't matter. I'm like, when it's like halfway through the show and it's starting to get dark, I'm like, what? Is the show almost over? I'm not, what? It confuses me. Stop it.
No, there's 2 more hours.
Yeah, exactly. There's 2 more hours left. It's like, but it's dark outside. Somebody turn on some sunlight in here. I don't like it. And I know the winter, there's already a short number of hours anyway. I'd rather just be dark in the morning when I take my kids to school. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it dark. I'm half asleep anyway. I'm one of those that doesn't even really wake up until like 10 o'clock. I can wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not really awake until 10. Like, when I used to do morning radio, I used to do Andrew McKay's gig, like getting up at 3:30 every morning. Oh, that was vicious. And my producers always knew. They were like, people come in, like guests and stuff, and they would try to talk to me. I'd be like, ugh. You know, and as soon as the microphone turns on, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Da, 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 da. As soon as I go to commercial break, I'm back to, say, there would be times, like, true story. Not that you guys care, but whatever. It's a true story. So there would be times I'd be so exhausted because my mind doesn't really like fire in all synapses until like 10 o'clock. I fake it until like 10. And there would be times I'd be doing the show and I'd be like, da 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 da. All right, we'll be right back after this, after word from our sponsors, you know, or something like this. And I would shut the mic off and I would lay my head on the desk. And then my producer would have to go, wake up, when it was like when the commercials were over. I would take a 3-minute power nap. Like during the commercial breaks. Like I was just, it was hard. Did that for almost 10 years straight.
I'm glad we're in the afternoon.
And now it's
I wouldn't want to tap your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Wake up.
Just wake me up when the commercials are done. They try to wake me up. I'm like, I'm just hitting snooze. Like, you can't hit snooze. We're on the radio. So I'm throwing in another commercial. It's putting in a minute commercial. I need one more minute and I'll be good. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I'll give you the rest of the news here in a second after Traffic on the Fives.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110, not showing anything to slow you down. Of course, we are going to have our slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So Ukraine liberated a city last year, and now they're having to tell people in that city to go ahead and leave, that they don't feel like they can properly defend it. That's the update on the Ukrainian war. I mentioned the daylight savings bill. U.S. senators have reintroduced a bill to make daylight savings time permanent. This is something that Marco Rubio has been pushing because the state of Florida, of course, has already passed a bill. But we cannot keep daylight savings unilaterally. We have to have federal approval in order to do that. Multiple other states have already passed similar bills, so that's where they're trying to get that done. Gabby Petito lawsuit, new update here. Gabby Petito's family contends in a lawsuit that Utah cops treated Brian Laundry like the victim. So that's kind of interesting. Also, new details reveal his mental and emotional threats weeks before the murder. That whole thing. Over 100,000 people without power as heavy winds hit the south. Parts of California are still buried under snow, and there's some tornado watches and warnings a little bit further north of us as well. Other news stories here. Senator Dianne Feinstein has been hospitalized with shingles in San Francisco. Let's see here. King Charles III is going to go on his very first state visits as a king. Where will he be visiting? France in Germany. He'll be visiting France in Germany. And then this one kind of makes me laugh, actually. A local story, Florida story. A new bill would require bloggers to register before writing about Governor DeSantis. Ooh. And it's funny because a lot of these individuals are like blaming DeSantis for this bill. A lot of these national journalists. And so it's a new bill that's been introduced in the legislative session, which once again is going to begin next week. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. And this bill would require bloggers writing about Governor DeSantis to register with the state or be fined. Basically, what the idea of the bill is, is they want you to register as a journalist. That's the idea. Like, you're not just a hack on the, if you're going to be writing about political things and your blog is going to be getting shared and covered and things, and you're going to be calling a bill that's actually called the Parental Rights in Action Bill, But your blog's going to go viral, and instead of calling it what it actually is, you're going to call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Well, then you need to start registering as a journalist because you're obviously – that's the idea behind it. I don't think it's going to really go very far. I just think it's funny that they're blaming Governor DeSantis for this bill already. He's not the one that introduced the bill. That's kind of weird. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. One more story here. Tennessee governor has signed the very first U.S. ban on transgender treatment for kids. No transitioning for children in the state of Tennessee. All right, coming up here next, Top Trending News with John Pickens in the newsroom on News Radio, 92.3. What up? Is that how we do this? What up? It's Pensacola right now. What you guys got going on today on a Friday? What you going to be drinking tonight? No, we're not going to go do that kind of thing. That's a different kind of radio. That's Shock Jock Radio. What you drinking tonight? I'm going to be trying out my new bottle of... I don't know. Anyway, we're going to stick to the goofy stuff when we get to the movies. We got a couple of good movies coming up. We'll be talking about it at 4:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. But if you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I like to do that stuff, by the way, just every now and then because it messes with Gracie. Because she's like, you're not saying your normal stuff. What's going on?
I was about to say, you know your mic's on right now.
Yeah.
Kidding.
I can see it on her face. She's like, wait, what are you doing? Are we doing a special segment you didn't tell me about? I don't know. Look at me to catch me up on this.
I'm looking at John like, do you know something? I don't know.
We're supposed to talk about these things first. Like, nope. Can't control me. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office has located a body in Cantonment today. The body was found around 9:21 a.m. near Riddle and East Kingsville Road. Sheriff's Office says the body was found decomposed, but they do not suspect foul play at this time. The Sheriff's Office has not yet identified the individual who was found. Escambia County man is accused of beating up another man and stealing his disability check money. News Radio's Steve Taylor has more.
According to an arrest report, the victim in the case had just cashed his disability check and went to 39-year-old Jeffrey Wolf's home to see if he needed help with his finances. The victim says that's when Wolf attacked him and said he would be taking all of it. A witness told deputies that she saw Wolf beating the victim up. Wolf is being charged with robbery and battery. He's being held on $10,500 bond at the Escambia County Jail. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Steve. And finally, a University of South Florida employee is trying to set a world record. The school announced Associate Professor Joseph Dittery wants to live underwater for 100 days. The 55-year-old is living 30 feet below sea level in Key Largo at Jules Undersea Lodge. That's where two Tennessee professors set the current record of 73 days in 2014. He wants to do more than just set a record, though. He says he wants to see if being exposed to increased pressure will lead to health improvements that could offset aging. He also says he suspects the cure to many diseases can be found in undiscovered organisms in the ocean.
Or after that period of time, he's going to be like, we made a horrible mistake.
Yes. What was I thinking?
What was I thinking? It was terrible. Being underwater that long. I mean, you know, they talk about we actually know more about space. I don't know if this is true, but they say it. I don't know who they is, but they say we know more about space than we know about underwater and about our oceans and everything. And there's been some people saying, you know, instead of trying to look to explore Mars and maybe have a location on the moon and stuff, we should be trying to look to build underwater cities instead. And so
maybe, I just like breathing air. So
like Well, you still breathe air underwater.
Yeah, but they could shut it off, too. You don't pay your bill, just like your power bill. Just shut it off.
Yeah, that's true. Be like, we had a little tsunami up on the surface, and unfortunately, it's knocked out our oxygen generator. So
yeah, bye-bye.
Everybody just hold your breath for a while until we get this fixed.
Which would you guys rather, space station living or underwater city living?
I say space station. I've always been intrigued.
Yeah, my initial would say space because, once again, it feels like you have a lot of availability, even if you're contained, because you're obviously still got to be, because once you leave, you die. So you still have to be inside your place, but it feels like you could go anywhere, whereas underwater is like, I can't go out there. I'll die.
Yeah.
And great whites and all the other things.
We don't know of.
The giant octopus, no grazie.
Yeah.
So.
No bueno.
And then we get the Kraken coming over to visit. Ugh, yeah, no, we don't need all that kind of drama. All right. I would say, but I guess it also depends on the type of facility. Like, what if your space option is like the International Space Station, where it's super cramped right now and stinky and smelly and gross. But underwater one is like this luxury hotel type place. And then I was like, I'll choose the luxury one. So I guess it just kind of depends on the type of facility as well. And what else can you do? Because maybe the one down underneath the ocean, I have like a gym, I have a fitness type place, and I have this great movie theater. It has all these wonderful amenities. And you go up to space and you're like, just look out your window. Then I'll choose the underwater one. So I'm saying the amenities could matter as well. So, all right, Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
Nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down. Of course, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is going to have slow traffic. Intersection of Brent Lane and Davis Highway is slow moving at the moment, as well as Brent Lane moving westbound going towards Palafox Street. That's going to be right in front of Pensacola Christian College. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we've got an update on the weirdest laws in each state. I always love these kinds of things, but I got a new rundown for that. I'll tell you what Florida's is based on this article coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here. We're going to be celebrating our mother's 90th birthday this evening at the Grand Marlin. Well, congratulations. That's pretty awesome. That's a really neat thing. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. Some of the weirdest laws in each state. Fox News actually has a list of the weirdest or most bizarre law in each state. And here's the one for Florida. Don't feed the alligators. That's right. There's actually a law that states no person shall intentionally feed or entice with feed any wild American alligator. Wow, that's kind of strange. I would not have expected that to be right there. The one for Alabama, don't dress as a member of the clergy unless you are one. It's illegal to dress as a member. What about even for like Halloween? I don't know. In Alaska, you're not allowed to operate motorcycles or power tools at night. That's kind of weird. California, you can't eat frogs that died in a frog jumping competition. You see that headline up there? I don't know why it just sounds gross, but there's a new app. It's a new app. A new app has you washing other people's dirty laundry. And I guess, like with the gig economy now, you're always looking for something. You've got people shopping for you now, picking up your groceries, bringing your food, driving you around places. So I guess it shouldn't be that weird to have somebody do your laundry, but it sounds worse when like app pays you to wash other people's dirty laundry. Like, ugh, dirty laundry?
No way. I would never.
There's maid services out there already that do this. So it's, why is it weird? It just sounds weird. It doesn't sound good. And it's an app.
That's just too personal. Your laundry is something too personal.
Yeah.
You or your family member does it. That's it.
Yeah. That's how I feel too.
Your maid.
Because I had, but even then, I have friends who have had maids. Like, when I have friends. I know people. They're not my friends. I'm not that close to people that kind of money. But they have maid services, and that's like the one thing they don't do. Like, you clean the toilets even. Clean the toilets, clean the bathtubs, sweep, mop, do all this stuff. But like laundry, they're like, no, I ain't doing your laundry. And that's just one. I did, when I was in the Philippines, I did have a maid there that would do my laundry some, because the way where I lived, like I lived out in the bush. And so the way they washed laundry was literally in the creek on rocks. And I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. That was the one time I had it done, and it was always weird. For a year and a half, it was just like, that's weird. Somebody's washing my clothes. It was just, I don't never feel comfortable with that one. So now there's an app where you wash. See, look, the app pays you to wash other people's dirty laundry. That just sounds disgusting. I don't know. That just threw me off. It threw me off big time. I was like all in the sports mood. It's time for the sports hit. And then I saw that. I'm like, dirty laundry. I'm just picturing.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Like little kids. Dirty, having little accidents and stuff. And you're cleaning. I don't know. I don't like this. This is. But once again, I'm like, I'm trying to remind myself. There's maid services out there. They do this. They will wash clothes for people already. There's already services like this. Why does it seem weird that there's an app now that you can just do it?
But it's not like, it's like Uber. It's like anyone can do it. That's what it seems like through the headline.
That's what it seems like.
So it's like, it's not even, oh, there's a new laundry service that's out.
Ooh.
Or service.
Because now you're talking about some creeps and stuff.
Yes. Like, what if you don't get some kind of laundry back?
Yep.
Gross.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Because, this is the world we live in now. That should be the sign of the apocalypse. I have to remember that one. All right. Top three stories here for you. It's Pensacola right now. But actually, you know what? I'm going to do this here. I just saw this. Look, if you happen to be close to Davis Highway, close to our station over here on Plantation Road, because we're closing soon, so you got to be close by. I got a pair of tickets left to go to the Mobile Boat Show, which is it's today, actually. I think, right? It starts today. I think it's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Either way, I get a day pass. I have a pair of day passes. If you would like this pair of day passes, you're actually going to have to give us a call, because we got to make sure we get this like given away, because we're going to be closing at like 5:30. So you got to be able to swing by here and pick them up by 5:30. So give us a call, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Gracie will select one of the callers, so we can hurry and get those passes to you right then. Right now, though, first, real quick, Gracie, let's do traffic on the fives, and then we'll grab the phones.
Traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Davis Highway also checking in clear. We are seeing typical afternoon traffic that's going to be going towards Pace from Pensacola, so expect your afternoon slowdowns there. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, give us a call, 850-437-1620. If you would like the pair of tickets to go to the Mobile Boat Show, you got till about 5:30 to come pick them up. So give us a call, 850-437-1620. Top three stories, Alex Murdoch has been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of double murder. U.S. senators have reintroduced a bill to make daylight savings time permanent, and the Tennessee governor has signed the very first U.S. ban on transgender treatment for children.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. NCAA women's basketball already underway. We've got a few games wrapped up. Number 1, South Carolina already beat Arkansas. Number 2, Indiana University beat Michigan State. Number 10, Notre Dame beat NC State. And number 14, Ohio State staved off an upset from number 17, Michigan. Then, on NCAA men's basketball right now, Bradley beat University of Northern Iowa. I don't even know what that team is. I'm skipping them. Then we got a close one right now. It looks like it just ended. Indiana State just beat Belmont by 2 points. Then As far as ranked games on television tonight, really no ranked games going on television. NBA, though, is going to be on ESPN. Brooklyn Nets take on the Boston Celtics at 6:30. After that, it'll be Memphis Grizzlies against the Denver Nuggets. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus, as they always do, beginning at 6 o'clock. When it comes to sports news, NCAA committee is eyeing changes to the clock procedures in college football. They want to change the clock procedures up after first downs in order to speed the game up more. Former Alabama quarterback Bryce Young isn't worried about NFL teams' concerns about his size. He weighs in. He measures in at 6 foot, 190 pounds. And he says he doesn't think that's going to be a problem. The NFL Players Association survey. Hold on your horses on this one. NFL Players Association survey says that the Jacksonville Jaguars had a rat infestation in 2022. So they're doing a player survey. Hey, give us some complaints. What are some things you saw for the year? Some things you'd like to see improved? Some grievances. And apparently a lot of people had grievances about all the rats in the Jacksonville Jaguars locker room and stadium and stuff.
The concession stand?
Ooh, yeah. There you go. Report Giants, the Giants and quarterback Daniel Jones are making progress in contract talks. And finally, here's a pretty cool story. American Jordan Stoltz became the youngest world champion in speed skating history. He's 18 years old. And I just watched the video of the race. It's, you know, speed skating. It's like, let me watch this video. Hold on a sec. And started, and now it's over. So congratulations to him. He's from Wisconsin. 18 years old, ended up becoming the youngest world champion in speed skating history. So pretty cool one right there. I saw this story here. I'd be remiss if I did not bring this up. The metaverse. Remember Mark Zuckerberg was so sold on the metaverse, he even changed the name of the company from Facebook to Meta. He purchased the company Quest. And he had the Quest headsets. And he changed the name of the headsets to the Meta. The Meta headsets. It's all about the metaverse. And that was the future of the internet, is the metaverse. We would be soon having conference room meetings in the metaverse. We would be having sporting events and things in the metaverse. We'd be doing all these things. And I've mentioned before, I see a lot of promise in the metaverse. It's amazing the immersive experience that you can have by putting a headset like that on. One of these Oculus 2 headsets. But it doesn't seem like it's caught on over the past 2 years. So much so that I read an article from thestreet.com that it seems like Mark Zuckerberg may have just put finally decided to move on from the metaverse. He hired multiple people just to build out the metaverse. And now they've been laying those people off. And then just this week, he made a pretty big announcement. He didn't announce that they're getting rid of the metaverse, because it's never going away. The metaverse still exists. It's just not going to be what he was wanting it to be. But he didn't announce anything with the metaverse. Instead, he announced that Facebook, or Meta, the company, is going to focus more on AI and developing their own artificial intelligence and processes through artificial intelligence. So what this is essentially a shift from the company's focus. No longer are they focusing on building out the metaverse and putting all resources into that. Instead, they're focusing on artificial intelligence, the next big thing, which could be the final big thing if you watch The Matrix. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, you're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom, and we got your weekend movie preview next.
You don't never need help from nobody else.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. John, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, one of the two students who were hospitalized after being electrocuted during an incident at Pensacola Christian College has been released from the hospital. According to the school, the other student is currently still receiving medical treatment from a hospital in Mobile. According to the Pensacola Christian College maintenance worker who spoke to WEAR News today, the two students made contact with the live electrical wire by mistake, causing yesterday's incident. College confirmed with WEAR News that the two students are in the work assistance program and were cleaning gutters when the incident occurred. No other information has been released at this time. They're hoping for sunny skies at Pensacola Beach tomorrow.
It's very enjoyable to be out here. We want everybody to come and have a good time and go home and come back and visit us again.
Escambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says lifeguards are back in the stands at Pensacola Beach. But he says if you're not a great swimmer, you need to stay out of the water if yellow flags are flying. Today, the water's rough and there are red flags out. And finally, the Federal Reserve was forced to cancel a virtual event with Fed Governor Christopher Waller on Thursday after a participant hijacked it with a porn bomb. Reporter who was on the Zoom call said a few minutes before the event was scheduled to begin, someone using the screen name Dan started displaying graphic pornographic images. The Mid-Sized Bank Coalition hosted the event, and the group's director said he suspects one of the security switches that mutes those watching was set incorrectly.
Gross.
Yeah.
But we've seen all kinds of things coming out with these Zoom. Online meetings now, with Zoom meetings. So not really that big of a surprise. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend
movie.
All right, got a couple movies out in the theater. One is Creed 3, continuing the Rocky series here. Michael B. Jordan is back as Adonis Creed, and this is also his directorial debut. And this is going to be the first one out of all the Rocky series and Creed that will not have Sylvester Stallone in him. Jonathan Majors joins the cast. You know him as Kang from the most recent Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So he's an ex-con who's bitter that Adonis got the life that he should have had while he was stuck serving a 20-year prison sentence for something that happened in their past. And basically, he wants to get the title. So he's got to fight him. So there you go. That's Creed 3, PG-13 in theaters today. But I'm actually looking more forward to the other movie that's in the theater, Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre. Jason Statham, this is the latest film from Guy Ritchie. And I've hardly seen a Guy Ritchie film I don't like. And so this is the latest film from Guy Ritchie starring Jason Statham, Hugh Grant, Josh Hartnett, Aubrey Plaza, Cary Elwes. I mean, it's got a lot, big all-star cast, right? So Jason Statham plays a special agent who must stop the sale of a deadly new weapons technology by a billionaire arms broker. And he has to team up with the world's with other operatives and reluctantly doesn't like to work with other operatives. So he recruits a Hollywood movie star to help them get close to the billionaire as well. It's the latest one from Guy Ritchie, which, you know, usually means lots of action. And a couple other movies on streaming to let you know about. But first, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have typical afternoon traffic, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, and some delays on Brent Lane. This is going to be in the westbound direction in between Palafox Street and I-110. See some mails, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
So there's a show on Amazon, a mini series on Amazon Prime called Daisy Jones and the Six. It's based on a book. And that came out in 2019, I think I saw it. It's a musical drama miniseries. There's 10 episodes, and it follows the rise and fall of an L.A. band in the 1970s, and it's on Amazon Prime now. On Disney Plus, you got a couple things. Earlier this week, you had Season 3 of The Mandalorian come out. I have not seen it yet. No spoilers. And also a documentary called Finding Michael, which involves one of the highest search and recovery missions in history. Netflix tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow on Netflix, you can check out Chris Rock's new special called Selective Outrage, and he's supposed to address the slap in this special, so it's got a lot of people interested in checking that out. Another stand-up special is on HBO Max. Marlon Wayans has a special called God Loves Me, so that's your weekend movie preview right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Somebody sent me this article. I saw the headline. And I thought, no, that must be misinformation. Surely they must have written the headline just as clickbait And once I read the article, I will find that the headline was inaccurate. I read the headline, read the story, and went, oh my gosh, the headline's accurate. German defense minister says his country cannot protect itself in a war. Let me repeat that. Germany is saying they cannot protect themselves in a war. Now, even if that's true, why are you telling people? That's just like telling Russia right now. You know, you're having a little hard time over there in Ukraine. I'll tell you an easy battle you could win. Why don't you come on over here? Why are you saying this? And this is their defense minister. It's like their pacifist minister. Like, he might as well be called the pacifist minister. It's like, what in the world? He said the army of his country is understaffed and does not have adequate equipment and has been neglected from the federal government for decades, and therefore is not capable of protecting the country against any offensive. Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I don't think the United States could. We could probably. Like, right? We went right into the heart of Baghdad, no problem. And we thought they could defend themselves. Now we know Germany can't. Shoot. Me and a couple buddies, we'll just fly over there. What? No? Okay, the United States doesn't want to do it. I'll just do it myself. This is called Bobby Land. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.